I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to come up for a visit, Mother. General Donovan has me extremely busy. I heard her tisk into the telephone. I don't mean a visit. I mean home for good, she said. Aren't you lonely down there? And it seems like you're working such long hours. A young woman like you shouldn't be working so hard. Unless it's to find a husband, was the subtext. Mother, I actually enjoy the work very much, and yes, it's long hours, so I don't have much time to be lonely. Also, I've made some friends. There are quite a few women my age working there. I just ran into Sally Lafferty from the Windsor School Board of Directors, she said, as if she hadn't even heard me. She said you were the best French teacher Windsor's ever had and that she'd hire you back in a second. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I held back a groan. There was a knock on the door, and I jumped up, relieved for an excuse to get off the phone and hoping it wasn't GC with more get-well-soon goodies from the black market. Mother, I'll call you Sunday night. Someone's at the door. Well, who is it? I don't know, but I have to go. It's your friends bringing you sustenance and cheer. I heard Julia's voice and smiled. I said a quick goodbye to my mother and rushed to get the door, wincing at how sore my body still felt when I stood up from the sofa. Mary had called earlier with an offer to bring dinner, but I had declined because I knew how many questions she would have if she saw the state I was in. Now, instead, I'd have some explaining to do to my friends in the OSS. When I opened the door, Julia and Irene were standing there smiling. Irene was holding two brown paper bags, and Julia was holding a large, square cardboard box. Irene frowned as soon as she saw me. Oh, Anna, you look terrible, she said, examining me from head to toe. Your lip is so swollen, and look at that bruise on your elbow. And where did all those scrapes come from?
Well, my goodness, Irene, what a thing to say as soon as she opens the door, Julia said, giving me a once-over before adding, though I am very glad we came by, dear, because it looks like you could use some company, at the very least.